What is going on, beautiful people? Today, we're answering the question, do narcissists ever think about you? If you're new here, my name is Lee Hammack. I'm a clinically diagnosed narcissist, and welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. Boom. Welcome back, folks. Yes, that is the question of the day, isn't it? Do narcissists ever think about you? Do they ever, do they forget you? Do they get over you? What is it, Lee? Tell us. So let me preface this video right here, y'all. Let this be the beginning of the video. This is not me telling you to go back into a toxic relationship because a person might have thought about you, might think about you. This is not me just saying like, well, Lee, if it's been this long and they think about me, should I go back? This is not what I'm saying.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Well, Lee, man, like, I ain't talked to her in a long time, but like, if she's still thinking about me, maybe I should give another. No, this is not. Y'all, listen to me. Do not take this as advice to go back into a toxic relationship. Gotta say it through grilled teeth. Like, I say it through my teeth grill. Like, y'all, that is not how it works right there. So, do narcissists ever think about you in a relationship? A lot of them do. Yes. Are there some narcissists that just can try to get you out of their mind, out of sight, out of mind? Yeah, there are probably some narcissists out there. Out of sight, out of mind. Out of cheeks, out of mind. You know what I mean? Out of cheeks, out of weeks. I'm gonna come back to me on that. I'm gonna think of something funnier for that one. But yeah, there are a lot of narcissists that will never ever think about you again, y'all. You know? But there are some that absolutely you cross their mind all the time. There are some narcissists that like you could be the one that got away. The one that, not only the one that got away, but the one that escaped within these spaces right here. So that's what I try to convey to people is that you might be the one that got away, but and they might still think about you all the time, but them thinking about you is not necessarily a good thing, y'all. Let's keep it real. Them thinking about you could be a bad thing because them consistently thinking about you could be lead to their obsession. They could be obsessed with you. Like, there are a lot of narcissists that think about you after the relationship ends, right? They think about you all the time. They cannot get you off their mind, but they will never act on it, right? You will never know that they're still thinking about you. You might catch them peeking at your profile every once in a while, looking at your Instagram story, your Facebook story, peeking at your TikTok account, whatever it is, right? You might catch them on that space right there. But there are a metric ton of narcissists, right, that when they think about you, they do act on it. A lot of them, if they are thinking of you, you will know that they're thinking about you. Pardon the interruption. Just wanted to make sure that you are subscribed to the channel. If you haven't, hit that subscribe button right now and make sure to turn on notifications so you don't miss any uploads. Helps me reach more people. Now back to the video. They can, like I said, they can reach out on social media. They can text you. They can call you. They can blow your phone up. They can pop up on you. They can come to your job. They can come to your house. They can drive by your house. They can pop up in your neighborhood. They can park across the street. Y'all, you will know that they're thinking about you because they'll tell you. They'll show you because there's a lot of narcissistic people. No two narcissists are the same, right? There are a lot of narcissistic people that convey that, like, I'm going to show you that I care about you by stalking you. I'm going to show you that I'm thinking about you by popping up on you. I'm going to show you that I'm thinking about you by taking, you said you want actions over words. Here's my actions. I miss you. And here I am showing up with roses. Here I'm showing up with your favorite hibachi whatever it is, right? Here I am showing up with some cheek, with my cheeks out, ready for you. You know, they do that. I'm just telling you. But is that the action that you're looking for right there? Them popping up on you. Some of y'all think that's sweet. You know, some of y'all do think it's sweet when they pop up on you out of nowhere. But there are a lot of people just like, you know what? I don't really like the fact you pop up on me. This is real stalkerish. You know, this is real stalkery right here. I don't like that. There are a lot of people out there who do not like that, and rightfully so. You shouldn't, y'all, being realistic, you shouldn't like that. When they're popping up on you, violating your boundaries, you will know that they're thinking about you. And that's why I tell you, like, even if they've moved on, even if they're in a different relationship, even if they're not, you're not living together anymore, the possibility does exist that they are absolutely thinking about you. Let's just be real. The possibility absolutely exists that they're still thinking about you. But like, because again, you could absolutely be the one that got away from it. You could be the one that escaped. You could be the one, you could be the best thing that ever happened to them. Like, but don't take the fact that I'm making this video as like, well, Lee said that they're still thinking about me, so I should reach out. Or if they reach out to me, maybe I should break no contact. Yeah, that's not what I'm saying. Just because they're thinking about you does not mean that they're going to take any type of positive action to get you back into their life, to get back into your life. Just because they're thinking about you doesn't mean that they're going to change their behaviors. A lot of times, narcissistic people are waiting on you to take some type of action. Yeah, waiting. They would rather change you than change themselves.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters. And what do I even say other than hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all new Bumble with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
I'm not saying it's impossible, but it's very rare for a narcissist or a toxic person or whatever to change their behaviors for the betterment of someone else. Not only for someone else, but for themselves, for the betterment of their lives. There's a cluster of, cluster B, you know, there's a cluster of narcissists out there who have changed their behaviors for the better. But typically, it's not like, very rarely do I hear, I changed for my wife, I changed for my husband. It's always, the change was forced upon them in some way, shape, or form. They changed for themselves. They changed their behavior for themselves. Not fully changed, because once a narcissist, once a narcissist, always a narcissist. But that doesn't mean, when I say once a narcissist, always a narcissist, it doesn't always mean like once a narcissist, always evil. It doesn't mean that. I'm not saying that at all. I'm saying once a narcissist, always, you're always going to be in self-defense mode. You're always going to be in protection mode. You're always going to be doing that type of stuff right there. That's how it goes in that space right there. So I'm dealing with people, when I tell people this right here, this is what you have to prepare for. Because again, most narcissists are going to behave that way. Most narcissists are going to act that way. Most narcissists are going to do that. Because just because they're thinking about you does not mean that they're going to be better for you. And I know y'all, when they think, like, they might actually send you a text message out of nowhere that says, just thinking about you. Then what? What do you do with that? You know, what do you do when they just send you a message that says, oh, just thinking about you? And they got you then. You see what I'm saying? They got you. They got you wrapped around that little narcissistic finger. Got you wrapped around here like this ring right here. You mean? That's how they get you. Gotcha. What I say, gotcha, gon' get you. Gotcha is going to get you. That's how they get you right there. Gotcha, gon' get you. They really gonna set you up in that space to reach out just thinking about you. Hey, I was going to the beach and I saw some pebbles and I remember I threw you off the balcony like a rock and it just made me think about you. I just got into the water. It made me think about it. I just laid down on my pillow. It made me think about the time you tried to put a pillow over my face because I told you I hated you. Just thinking about you. Just come on, y'all. What context are they coming from? Very rarely have they made any type of behavior alterations. You know, have they actually been in therapy, actually working on themselves? Can they go to therapy? Yeah. Can they get try to work on themselves? Yeah, they could do that. But what proof do you have that they're going to treat you better other than, like I said, taking your own time? Like I said, just because they're thinking about you, because like I know a lot of people asking me this question because they are thinking about the narcissistic person, right? You're thinking about your toxic ex or your toxic parent or your toxic best friend, your toxic bestie. Yeah, I'm just being realistic because some of them will never, ever forget you. you might be the one that got away. You might be the prize that escaped them. So good for you for escaping. But like I said, it's not always going to be a coming from a positive direction and whatnot to help you heal and to help you grow in these spaces. It really isn't. So that's what I'm trying to convey to people, that just because they're thinking about you does not mean that they're going to be better for you. It just absolutely does not. It does not mean that they're going to change their behaviors. It does not mean that anything is going to be better. It just means that you crossed their mind. They might actually have some remorse or regret, you know, for what they did to you. But again, when they have remorse or regret, typically they flip it and blame it onto you. Typically they flip it and put it onto you. Typically, somehow, some way, shape, or form, is going to be your fault. It just is. It's somehow going to be your fault that this happened. It's going to be your fault that this the way this is going out. It's going to be your fault. It just is. And this is not me trying to say, well, you deserve it. It is. They're going to put it onto you. And I will end it with this right here, y'all. Just because they're thinking about you does not mean that they're thinking about you under good pretense, right? They can be thinking about the revenge that they want to seek on you. They can be thinking about a lot of different things in this space right here. It's not always good thoughts. They the one that got away. They giving them cheeks up to someone else. They clapping somebody else's cheeks. They can be angry as hell at you, y'all. Like I said, they can want vengeance. The thoughts could be 100% negative with them just wanting to seek some type of vengeance on you for a perceived slight that you did to them. The thoughts are not always going to be positive, I promise you. That's what I'm trying to convey to people too. Like, just because they're thinking about you does not mean the thoughts are positive. It could be some negative thoughts. They could be mad as hell at you because you exposed them. They could be angry or sad. They could want to hurt you because you hurt them in some way, shape, or form, right? They could want to put you through it because they could want to put you through it because they were put through it, right? That's the mindset of a lot of narcissistic people. They could want to hurt you because you hurt them. They could want vengeance on you because you got away from them and you moved on to bigger and better things. They see you online being happy with someone else or just being happy by yourself. They could want vengeance on you because you didn't fall for the BS anymore. You didn't go back into the toxicity. You know, the only forgivable thing is consistent changed behavior. Consistent changed behavior is the only acceptable apology from a narcissistic person, toxic person, whoever you're dealing with. And just keep it hot and ready. Like I said, we keep it hot and ready over here like a Little Caesars pizza. That's all we about right here, y'all. Hot and ready like a Little Caesars pizza. But anyways, y'all, I'm super thankful y'all tuning in today. If you haven't already, go ahead and like and subscribe to the channel. And of course, y'all, Mental Illness is out. Peace. Thank you so much for making it to the end of my video. I am extremely grateful for you. Have no idea. If you haven't already, make sure you go ahead and subscribe to the channel. Helps reach more people. And click on the screen to watch another video or to browse through another playlist. There's also a link on the screen to check out my courses and my support groups to help you heal and understand what you've been through. Thank you so much again. I will see you in the next video. Peace.